Part 4, The Way of Jnana Yoga. In the Western world, the term yoga has become associated mainly with posture-based exercises for fitness and stress relief. The Sanskrit word yoga, meaning yoking or union, in its primary and classical sense, refers to a system of practice meant to help one reconnect with the inner spirit, recognizing it as one's primary reality and its timeless unity with the one reality. The study of metaphysics, and even conventional physics, provides insight along the path of Jnana Yoga, one of the three primary yoga paths mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita: Bhakti Yoga, the way of devotion, worship; Karma Yoga, the way of selfless action, good works; and Jnana Yoga, the way of knowledge, intellect. Sometimes a fourth is added, called Dhyana Yoga, the way of meditation, though it is not widely accepted that it is a classification unto itself, but might rather be considered an aspect or form of Jnana Yoga. Either way, as a path to mindfulness and clarity, how it is classified is not as important as the effectiveness and importance of Dhyana Yoga itself. Together, the three primary classifications are called the Trimarga, the three classical paths to the liberation of the human spirit, meaning the liberation from samsara, the karmic cycle of birth, life, death, rebirth. In one combination or other, they form the foundation of all schools of yoga, past and present, and even apply to all spiritual traditions. For example, Raja Yoga is primarily Jnana and Bhakti Yoga, and Christianity is primarily Bhakti and Karma Yoga. The knowledge referred to by Jnana Yoga is not about book learning as such. It is spiritual wisdom, primarily the discrimination between what is illusion and what is real, between the transient material world and the unchangeable transcendental reality. Such knowledge can be attained by deep meditation on the Upanishads, for example, or even directly through mystical experience. Today, modern physics can also offer insights and realizations into the true nature of the universe and our ultimate oneness with all of creation, which profoundly affect spiritual awareness and the individual soul. Devotional ritual and compassion are important in their own right, of course, but a lack of metaphysical education over the ages, especially in the West, has resulted in an intolerance between devotional paths. Most disturbing is the absence of metaphysical understanding and obvious lack of any mystical experience among religious teachers and clergy. It is perhaps ironic that the birth of science and the age of reason in the West would eventually lead to a rebirth of metaphysical knowledge and a new way with which to share it. Historically, Jnana Yoga has been more prominent within esoteric mystery schools and among the Gnostics and Kabbalists, for example. Most notably, it is the essence of the Upanishadic texts of the East and is the primary theme of the famous writings of Adi Shankara. These texts and writings go directly to the non-dualistic foundation of the Vedic, Hindu, and Buddhist traditions, known as Advaita Vedanta. They provide a direct approach to spiritual understanding. In the words of Swami Prabhavananda, from his introduction to Shankara's Crest Jewel of Discrimination, Jnana Yoga is more suited to those whose powerful intellects mistrust the emotional fervor of worship. It is the yoga of pure discrimination. It transcends the intellect through the intellect. It needs no iswara, no altar, no image, no ritual. It seeks a more immediate approach to Brahman. This path may perhaps be more direct, but it is also hard and steep. End quote. Although Shankara included aspects of Bhakti Yoga in his teachings, he considered Jnana Yoga to be superior to any other path to liberation and enlightenment. It seems that modern science is providing us with a new language to more easily explore this difficult yet important ancient path. Is unified field physics a realization of transcendental omnipresence? Is such cosmic awareness actually illuminating our spiritual dimension within a spiritual universe? These questions, of course, will never be answered by physical theory. They are intrinsically beyond the reach of objective scientific analysis and are relegated to the realm of philosophy and metaphysics. It is increasingly obvious, however, that such questions will also never be rendered frivolous by physical theory, which instead is laying the possibility clearly in the open. The fact that we are actually in a position to understand modern physics as a rediscovery of ancient metaphysics is a measure of mankind's open-minded progress in spite of our shortcomings and blunders along the way. It has been known for a very long time that objective communication does not lend itself to the expression of transcendental concept. The eye does not go thither, nor speech, nor mind. We do not know. We do not understand how anyone can teach it. The Talavakara Upanishad. According to the ancient wisdom, the most fundamental problems of the human condition are attributed to our ignorance of the true nature of reality, a condition called in Sanskrit avidya, meaning no wisdom, without knowledge. The devilness of the material world is the way in which it makes us believe we are separate, which easily produces an excess of ego-related action. In fact, we should intuitively know in our hearts that we are not separate. True spiritual awareness transcends all cultures and all religions while appreciating the beauty and truth in every one of them. We may be relearning an ancient system of spiritual understanding, but we have the opportunity to understand it on a new and conceptually clear level. There is no reason to not act with an intuitive mindfulness of transcendental unity in every moment of our lives. Of course, that is the ideal, to be spiritually aware in every objective action, thus eliminating selfish motivations and actions, the source of bad karma that affects us all. It is, of course, easier to talk about ideal actions than to live them. But if the essence of the ancient wisdom can be shared in a new and exciting way, we could take a huge step toward improving the human condition. Slay, therefore, with the sword of wisdom, the doubt that lies in thy heart. Be one in self-harmony, in yoga, and arise, great warrior, arise. From the Bhagavad Gita, Song of the Holy One.